This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey everyone, Seven Lamb is going through a lot of transitions right now as we try to expand our business and overall podcast presence. While we know we take some time to release new episodes, we want to mention that releases will be a little more sporadic until things slow down for us. That being said, we are pretty confident that within the next year, we will be able to get back to a more stable release schedule that will not only allow for more episodes, but also quicker releases. So thanks everyone who listens. We really appreciate the support, and we hope you enjoy the next episode of Crystal Blue. Seven Lamb Productions presents Crystal Blue, Season 1, Episode 5, The Body.
Hey, wake up over there.
Chill. It's past my bedtime.
Poor baby.
Keep it up. You want to do this by yourself?
I wouldn't mind.
No, I want you both here. Several hours had passed since the issue with Signal. I gave Maisie and Max some time to work, but on my return it seemed they were still having trouble. And of course, they were getting on each other's nerves. Have we figured this shit out yet?
Yeah, already did.
What?
It wasn't jammed.
What are you talking about? The signal wasn't going through. You saw that.
Sure, but it is now.
What are you saying, Max?
I don't think I could be any clearer, sir. Signal's fine.
Then why are you still working on it?
I'm not. I'm working out some kinks with the code.
What code?
Wait a second. So do we have a link?
To HQ?
Yeah.
Well, no. But that's because the whole system's rebooting. We'll have one on the next Passover.
Bullshit.
Curse all you want, Maze. Signal's fine. And so is the output. Take a look for yourself.
Maisie slid over and pushed Max out of the way.
Hey, hey, hey! Easy there! You're on my console now.
I don't get it.
Just a minor hiccup. Listen, Maze, if you ever want lessons on how to raise signal proof, or make a graded link to fix an automated...
Shut up! You didn't know what was going on. Whatever you did, you just figured it out. The signal wasn't pinging off the sat. There was no feed.
Wrong. It was.
It wasn't.
Guys, is it fixed or not?
It actually was never broken, sir.
Hold on. Hold on. Ugh, with Canyon Valley 1 and 2 out of range, there's no way to test right now.
That's obvious.
What about the other Theras?
We have a direct link to the Theras. You know, private network.
Max was being his usual cocky self. I knew he had direct links to the Theras. Well, 1 and 3. 4 was out of range, but Max knew that's not what I was asking. I thought we couldn't send a message out.
We couldn't.
We could, then we couldn't, and now we can again.
And HQ?
We need the block if we're going to contact HQ.
Meaning sats need to be in position. Contacting the Theras won't prove a thing.
No, I know that.
We did have issues establishing a connection with the other Theras, though.
That was a separate matter. Probably didn't help doing a complete reboot of the T-Network.
You couldn't tell me you were doing that? No wonder I was having so many problems over here.
A good techie would have realized.
Shove it.
I didn't know much about this stuff, but I knew the Block, which was a small station over by LT-22, helped transmit signals from the Theras to headquarters. So, CB-2 is out of range now.
Yeah.
I didn't keep track of the timing, and it changed often due to the gravitational pull of the moons in their orbit. Usually, I just waited until Max or Maisie told me we had a feed established. So, we gotta wait, what, how many hours for one?
Let's see, little over 4 hours, Captain. Unless you'd like to call Carter for another guesstimation.
All right.
Cap, if you want to get a message to HQ about the downed shuttle, I suggest we reach out to Thera 1 or 3. They'd most likely be able to reach HQ before us.
Okay, but we're talking minutes. Now, if you want to have Thera 3, reach out to 4, and then have 4 contact HQ, sure, you can shave off an hour. That's if you really want to play a game of telephone.
That's also assuming they weren't experiencing similar issues.
Didn't you send them a message earlier?
Yes, before we lost signal, and before Max's apparent reboot. I got a response, too. Told you, Captain. They had no records of any ship or shuttle in the area, or on any flight logs, besides ours.
You don't think they would call HQ and tell them what we sent?
We didn't ask them to, so why would they?
I don't know, Mace. Fucking protocol.
Well, I didn't know establishing a connection would take so long, Max. If I knew we'd have issues, I would have just let them know to relay the message.
Ugh, I'm saying they probably already did.
Well, we don't know now, do we? Thanks to your secret reboot of the network. You know, you may work in communications, but you suck at communicating.
All right, Maisie. Send them a message. There is 1 in 3. If they get a hold of HQ before us, tell them to relay the info about the shuttle if they haven't already, and have them tell HQ to expect a call when we can.
You got it.
As she typed up a message, she leaned over to Max.
Seriously, how do you do that?
The SATs?
Yeah.
System reboot.
She rolled her eyes and grimaced. Max really was a class act.
Well, if all you need me for now is a message to the Theras, I'll be going to bed after this.
Go ahead. Honestly, I don't even really need you for the message. But since we're almost done, just finish it.
Maisie flipped Max the bird and stuck out her tongue. She then got up and approached me.
I'm sorry, Cap.
For what?
Not figuring things out.
Well, we know there was an issue because if there wasn't, Max wouldn't have waited so long to brag.
I swear there was.
Can we run diagnostics and make sure we're good to go when CB1's overhead?
I'm running tests now, Cap. I'll see if maybe there'll be a hang-up somewhere, but I think we're good. Now.
Maisie rolled her eyes again.
I'm gone. If you need to waste more of my time, Max, you know where I'll be.
Thanks again, Maisie. I followed Maisie to the door, but stopped and turned back to Max. Oh, and Max, if Sarko approaches asking you to send any messages to HQ on his behalf, ignore him and let me know.
Will do, Captain. Anything to screw over Sarko.
Sarko was a good worker, but man, could he be a pain in my side. I know he didn't respect me as the leader of Crystal Blue, but I didn't care. I'd been here longer, and honestly, his brown nosing would only take him so far. Sarko was using the APT as a way to boost his status post-Crystal Blue. Maybe he did have some pull, but I doubt it would be much more than a new cozy position in a station unit. Not that I'd complain much, him working on the APT helped make me look good as well. I'll ride his production wave, but I'll be damned if he goes over my head. I went to my room, which was connected to my office. I got undressed and fell onto the bed. One of the perks about being captain was your own bed in its own room. As I lay there staring up at the ceiling, I couldn't help but feel uneasy. Not about Sarko, but about the signal. Maisie specifically believed that it had been jammed, which would mean outside interference. It wasn't like Maisie to make a mistake like that. She wasn't Emerson. Emerson was one of the Comtechs before Maisie arrived. He was a mess, and I was glad to see him go. I always thought it was hilarious how new arrivals had to just find a place among Crystal Blue with or without prior experience. Maybe that unorthodox approach is why I was so lax. The EDF didn't care about Crystal Blue, so why would any of us? I hated having that mentality, but it was true. And it was true whether Sarko wanted to believe it or not. Yeah, Max?
Just calling to let you know signal strength is good and message was received. HQ will be on the line soon if you still like to talk to them.
Okay, can you patch it through?
I could, but you may want to come down to the comm room. I have some stuff to show you.
Is it important?
It, proves I may have been mistaken.
All right, I'll be there in 5. I quickly got dressed and made my way back to the comm room.
Morning, Cap.
HQ?
Not on the line yet.
You know if I'll be talking to Callahan?
Not sure if the Major will be on the line, but they did receive messages from both Thera 1 and 3 about the shuttle, so they're eager to talk.
What's for show and tell?
Well, first off, Carter and company are in the planes. Apparently, they are alternating with driving and have made decent time.
That's what was so urgent I had to walk down here?
No. I said first off, implying that there's more.
Oh, that's right. You were wrong about something. What were you wrong about, Max?
I didn't say I was wrong. I said I may have been mistaken.
About what, Max?
Maisie's issue with the signal.
What do you mean?
I ran diagnostics which showed that the signal strength had been good all day. That's why I thought it was just a hiccup. Happens sometimes. Just not usually when we're trying to contact HQ.
Okay.
But Maisie did a data map of the code earlier, which can take a while. Especially if you're not sure what you're looking for.
Max, I know you like to speak in a way that makes you seem smarter than everyone else in the room, but right now it's just me. So stop making me feel dumb and just spit it out.
I'm admitting that something may have gone wrong.
Why?
Because I'm an honest person and sometimes, although rarely, I make mistakes like everyone else.
I mean, why are you saying this?
Because the mapping showed a few errors in the lines of signal coding.
Meaning what?
Sections were skipped. Or blacked out.
Jammed?
Possibly. When Maisie was trying to connect with Canyon Valley 2, she wasn't able to ping it to any stations, namely the block. She was only able to reach the Theris, at least at first. Obviously, we have issues with the sats all the time, but it's usually due to weather down here or solar flares.
Faster, Max, faster. I have a call coming in for Christ's sakes.
What I'm saying, Captain, is that the lines of code were blacked out and reconnected at a later time. But the way the signal came through, it was almost like the code was manually linked. It was basically scrambled, but in a way that made it hard to discern. Until, that is, I rebooted and ran diagnostics.
Like somebody was trying to block our signal without us knowing.
But in a way that made it look like everything was fine, like nothing was happening at all. If I'm reading it right. I mean, shit, I don't know if it was necessarily on purpose, but it does seem a tad suspicious.
Who could block our signal?
That's the thing. I did a scan. There's nothing on the radar.
Nothing in space?
No.
What about the shuttle?
That's the only thing that could have maybe caused an issue. But the shuttle crashed, right? We saw the trail of debris. How could they possibly block our signal? Manipulate it? And why would they do that?
Okay, well, SAT scans don't cover Thera in its entirety, right?
Nope. But I checked records for both SATs, and I have nothing showing for the past 2 days. Nothing out of the ordinary.
No other ships?
We haven't had anything pass by in a while, and don't have anything scheduled.
Okay, well, is it something we have to worry ourselves about? Could it have just been a hiccup?
I mean, anything's possible. This equipment is old. There's always new problems popping up. It could be nothing.
Why did that not sound convincing?
Because, Captain, if someone was trying to block our signal, they may try to do it again.
We sat there in a contemplative silence. I didn't know how to comprehend that. Suddenly, the green indicator light by Max's right side monitor flashed.
There's HQ. Let me guess. You're going to want some privacy?
Well, you wouldn't let me take it in the office.
Fine. I'll go grab another coffee.
Max left and I took his seat.
Hello, Captain. Can you hear me?
Yes, I read you. Hello, Yusuf.
It's a bit shaky on my end, but the audio is coming in fine.
That's good. You received word from Thera 1 and 3 about the downed shuttle?
Yes. They both sent a message relaying what you told them. What's wrong with your equipment?
We had a hiccup, sir, but everything should be fine now.
You experiencing some bad weather again?
We're not sure what the issue was, but we're looking into it.
I see.
Is the Major there?
No, he had to step away. He told me to handle the details.
Oh, well, I'm afraid we don't have many, details to share at this time. I wanted to make sure I had permission to investigate since the shuttle seems to have landed outside of the APT zone.
How far?
In the jungle southwest of us, about 200 clicks.
From Crystal Blue?
No, from the BAL.
Can you reach it?
Sure can.
And I'm assuming you have all the proper equipment. We know inventories have taken a hit. Trust me, I've tried all I can from over here. But you know how it is.
I know. We have all the necessary equipment.
Then I guess, go ahead and proceed.
You don't have to run it by Callahan?
I don't think there's a call for it. He put me in charge for the time being. We need to know why a shuttle was out there. I'll make sure to fill him in, though.
So there are no logs about such flights?
Not that far out. Not right now. With everything monitored, we're over here scratching our heads.
Should we be worried?
Nah, but you should always be cautious.
Of course.
Rumors are swirling right now, Hiltz. The cows have been quiet. People aren't sure what to make of it.
Is that right?
I can't say too much on the matter, but since the Theras are on the outskirts, we'd just like you to keep an eye out. Odds are the shuttle is a remotely jettisoned craft that was either accidental or somehow lost in space. Since it's the jungle, I'm assuming you don't have any visuals at this time.
Your assumption is correct. We only got a quick visual during its fall, but it's hard to make out.
It is EDF, though, is it not?
It is.
Okay, then. Yes. Well, look into it, Captain, and give us an update ASAP.
You got it.
Is there anything else?
I half expected Sarko to burst through the door demanding more building materials, but it didn't happen. So I breathed a sigh of relief and shook my head. No, not at this time.
Very well. Keep us informed, and I'll let Major Callahan know what you told me.
Sounds good. He nodded and signed off. I stood and turned to see the door to communications was wide open. Max was standing in the hall with his eyes closed, one hand holding a thermos, the other cupped over his left ear.
Are you done, sir? May I enter?
Cut the crap, Max.
I promise I didn't see nor hear anything.
I'm going back to bed. Contact Carter and Kay when you can. Let them know that I talked to HQ and that they know of the trip.
Okay.
And, Max, look into that hiccup. I want to know exactly what happened.
This have to do with the cow's lack of communication skills?
I thought you didn't hear anything.
Sorry, sir. I could only cover one ear because I was holding my thermos.
Just figure it out.
It was early morning. I was tired, so I forced myself to drink some coffee, which the doc had made for me before going to sleep himself. Couldn't stay up any longer and keep me company, which was fine, because while he was a good doctor and a nice person, he wasn't the easiest to talk to. We'd made our way through the valley and were now heading onto the plains. It would take another day before we'd hit the jungle, and that was if the weather stayed like this. Right now, it was a calm, clear night. Stars shining brightly in the sky. To think there was so much out there, and yet, I was here. You had your chance to leave, didn't you? And you didn't, Carter. You didn't because of...
Hey.
I startled. Kay came into the pit and climbed into the passenger seat. What are you doing up? Still have another hour.
Can't sleep. Never could in any wheeled vehicles. The rocking makes me nauseous. Especially in this freaking uneven tank.
Right, well, you didn't have to come.
Is it really gonna be like this the whole trip?
I'm just saying you didn't have to.
The captain asked me.
No, he didn't. You offered.
Yeah, he thought it was a good idea.
You weren't even supposed to be in communications.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
You're supposed to be on security detail, even though you didn't tell me about your switch.
Oh, come. Are you upset because I wanted to see what the meeting in the comm room was all about, or because I joined the rescue mission?
Do I have to pick one?
Carter, you can't go traipsing into the jungle alone.
I'm not alone, Kay.
Oh, the doc?
And Palmer. She's a good shot. You saw for yourself.
Sure, but neither of them have been to the jungle.
Neither have you.
I've been outside the valley, though. I've been to the plains. I know what to expect. And I know damn well how to handle myself.
And Palmer doesn't?
You know what I mean. I know the local wildlife.
Please. We haven't had any issues with any wildlife. Look around. You see any trouble?
What's the real reason you don't want me here, Carter?
Because I don't want to do this.
You brought this up with your attitude.
I wouldn't have if you weren't here.
Oh my God. You being so childish? I thought you got all this out yesterday.
When? When you left me at the top of the tower after giving me shit?
I didn't give you shit. And you knew. I mean, you knew how it was going to play out.
I don't have anything else left to say.
Yet, you're still talking.
You wanted to join? Fine. But I don't see how you could say what you said on the tower and then tag along the next day. This wasn't the captain's idea, and I don't believe you would have said anything if I wasn't going.
And I don't believe you care that much about Crystal Blue security when you just mentioned how there's nothing out here.
Ugh, just forget it.
I don't see why we can't have a professional working
relationship. Are they seriously going at it again?
Seems like it. But it seems like Kay was quick to put us down.
I must have missed that. I sat up on the single bed, which folded out from the back wall of the cabin. I leaned forward to see Dr. Yoon laying on the couch with his arm draped over his eyes. Are they always like this?
Surprisingly, no. But apparently there's been some trouble in paradise.
It's like listening to a soap.
Get used to it. The more time you spend at Crystal Blue, the more you'll witness just how much of a TV drama it can be.
You were part of it?
We all are, sadly. You could try your best to avoid it, but the only person that's truly able to keep to himself is Bull. And some of us even speculate him and Yara have a thing.
Who cares if they do? Dr. Yoon dropped his arm and craned his neck to face me. But rather than say anything, he just smirked and shrugged. Well, I can assure you, I won't be a part of any drama.
Everyone thinks that at first. It's not easy being thrust into this kind of situation.
It's a waiting game.
Of course. But how do you think we pass the time?
By sleeping around?
It's not just about hookups. Some people plainly don't get along. It's a decent-sized base, but when all you do is work and sleep next to the same people day in, day out, personalities clash. It's human nature.
Yeah, I've read all about that. So, how much time do you have?
I signed on for 4 years.
What do you mean? Signed on?
Oh, you don't know. I'm the only one here that isn't in trouble.
Wait, you volunteered for this outpost?
Most doctors do. They need medical personnel on the Theris. It's not something you can just teach, like maintenance or building.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But still, why would you want to come here?
You get perks. Put in some time on the Theris, then you get your choice of the next stay. I have my eye on Omyron.
Omyron?
Small planet just outside the Astro Belt. It's nothing but shallow water and beaches as far as the eye can see. I hear it's the dream spot. Work in paradise. It's also quite romantic.
Romantic, huh? He smirked. Hey, I don't hear them anymore.
Nope.
Think they settled their differences?
Doubt it.
Suddenly, the crawler came to a stop. We're stopping?
Wonder why that is.
Dr. Yoon sat up as both Carter and Kay walked into the hall.
What's going on?
We found something.
White rabbit object. That's just great. No back way in, because why would there be on this hunk of junk? Sure, spend more time on the Theris and monitor control and communications. No, you can't have the latest tech to do so. Touch screens? No. Plasma displays? You're kidding. Holodecks? Get out. Holotouch? Fuck you, of course not. Just take these old sats and faded keyboards and be happy about it. Okay, so maybe it was just a hiccup. Blockage lasted less than an hour, but because we didn't find it right away, it sticks around. Could be, I guess, but the blockage still came from somewhere. A call? Who could that be at this hour? Oh shoot, that's right. I never contacted Carter and Kay like the captain asked. Oh well. Carter?
Max, get the captain.
Now? I already woke him once tonight. He'll be cranky.
Just get him, it's important.
Fine, but if he gives me attitude, I'm blaming you.
Oh, god damn it. What do you want, Max?
Carter's on the line, wants to speak with you. He says it's urgent.
He can't be there yet. He said it's urgent?
Well, he actually said important, but that means the same thing, right?
Oh my god, just patch him through.
Hope you're dressed, sir.
Captain?
What is it, Carter?
We We found a body.
A body? You can't be to the jungle yet. Where?
In the plains, sir.
That far away from the site?
It's been chewed up, sir. Thinking maybe a Xeno dragged it this far out.
A Garazino. In the plains. No way. Garazinos seldom left the security of the jungle unless food was scarce.
They've been known to travel, Cap. But there's another thing. The body? It's burnt. Charred. Odds are it fell from the ship during the landing. Whole thing must have been on fire.
Can you get an ID?
No fingerprints. Doc's thinking dental records. He's gonna have to send them to Max to send out.
Alright, well, fuck. Store the body the best you can. How much longer till you reach the crash site?
We've been making good time, but it'll be another day, day and a half.
So you're still in range? You haven't hit the BAL?
We will in a couple hours.
Damn, the body is that far out?
It's peculiar.
Okay, well, keep going. Did Max let you know about HQ?
No.
Of course not. Well, I talked to Yusuf. You have permission to investigate.
Was there any doubt?
I figured it was best to go by the books. Don't need the higher-ups pissed off.
Or Sarko.
Screw Sarko. Oh, and they have no records of a shuttle being out this far, so proceed with caution, especially if you're going to need to deal with Xenos.
Yeah, not looking forward to that.
Well, that's why I gave you Palmer. Put her to good use.
Of course.
Okay, let me know when you reach the jungle and if you see anything else.
You got it, Cap.
We all stood around the medical table. Dr. Yoon took off his gloves and shrugged.
All right, got a sample. Scanned it and sent it to Max. Let's see if we get a name and number.
Captain said there's no record of a shuttle being out this far.
So, it's not supply?
Who knows what it is?
How long will it take to get the info back on him?
Max will have to send it out.
And who knows how long until HQ sends it to the lab?
So, we probably won't get any details till tomorrow night?
That's being optimistic. By the way, these bite marks are odd.
You don't think Xeno now?
Possibly. But I'll have to test for saliva.
I can't believe they would drag the body out this far.
How do you know? Maybe the body dropped here and an animal just had itself a nibble.
There's no other debris.
She's right. At least not around here. There'd be more than just the body.
Huh. Wow. They actually could agree on something.
Well, if a Xeno did drag it out here, it left a lot of meat behind.
Charred meat?
They're not picky.
So what's a Xeno?
Garazino. Xeno for short. Basically a large lizard. Kind of like a Komodo dragon.
Ah, V. Komodonsis.
Sorry?
Varanus Komodonsis. Scientific name.
Oh, sure.
Interesting.
Dr. Yoon seemed to be pleasantly surprised by my use of the scientific name.
But they're way more nimble.
They got long arms and legs, and they're very agile. They can climb like a son of a gun.
And very dangerous.
Oh, they actually sound more like G. Therizinosius. Everyone stared at me awkwardly. Of the Remlay system? They're, large lizard-like creatures with sun fins. They're pretty dangerous, too.
Oh.
Sorry, I read a lot.
No need to apologize for that.
The point is, there's not a lot of wildlife on this planet. But that's one of the species you don't want to mess with. And since they live primarily in the jungle, we need to be careful.
Great.
Now, let's bag up our charred friend here and continue on, yeah?
Crystal Blue, written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Robert M. Lamb as Stooge, Gina Coyle as Palmer, Jack Austin as Carter, Ariel Hack as Kay, Ryan Messick as Captain Hiltz, Brett Wilkins as Max, Corey Pettit as Maisie, Lucas Webley as Dr. Yoon, Ryan Wiggs as Rich, David Quiqui as Ferris, Douglas Solway as Sarko, Dennis Caldwell as Roman, Ryan Glover as Bull, Amy LeRae as Yara, and Mark Croftis as Worm. Music provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com and Artlist.io. If you enjoy the show, don't forget to visit 7lam.com for more audio dramas such as this one. And don't forget to rate and review. This has been a 7lam production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.